Let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
There is one thing you don't mess with, and that is a woman's wedding.
Oh, that would be really, really bad.
Well, it's Gerald, and I'm calling with some very unfortunate news.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak to Miss Garcia?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, this is Gerald. I'm one of the wedding planners at calling about your wedding. How you doing today?
Okay, what's going on?
Samantha, unfortunately, was let go due to constant errors in paperwork, and unfortunately, your account was affected. I have you down for the 19th, correct?
Yes.
Well, the problem is that dimwit double booked you guys with the Epstein's family bar mitzvah.
A 13-year-old?
Well, yes, it's a religious practice of coming to age, and...
I know what a bar mitzvah is. Where is Samantha?
Like I said, she is no longer with the company.
What are you trying to tell me?
Well, I'm actually calling you because we can offer you a 10% discount if you're willing to move it to Monday.
Monday?
Yes, trust me, I know what you're feeling, but the Epsteins are paying a hell of a lot more for this bar mitzvah.
No, you can't do that. I booked my dates. I'm not responsible for the incompetence of Samantha.
I know. Girl, I know. What if we offered you free shrimp platters for your cocktail hour?
No.
They're Gulf shrimp. They're imported from Vietnam. They're huge. They're as big as your fist. They're amazing.
No. I want my date.
Would you be opposed to having the ceremony in the lobby?
No. Where's your manager? Where's your manager? The lobby?
Yeah, we can make it quaint and extremely elegant.
How about the little boy has a party in the lobby with his little friend? I don't care.
They're expecting 350 guests.
This is ridiculous. I need to talk to my fiance, Jason.
I've already spoken to Jason, actually.
How'd you get Jason's number? Who are you?
Actually, Jason is the one who set you up with this prank phone call. It's all phony baloney. It's Nico from The Nico Show. Good morning.
Nico! Nico, I really like you, Nico. I really thought we were friends.
We can still be friends. I'm sorry.
I might be marrying somebody else on the 19th. Nico, I love your show. I mean, I might not listen anymore at a protest, but...
No.
We have to keep you forever, okay?
And there's too many protests going on right now. We don't need another one.
Oh, wow. Jason is going to get it.
Give me the phone. Phony Baloney on The Nico Show.